It is a Friday. Everyone knows what that means. The guesses have been coming in left and right all morning for the semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale presented by Ben Murphy Roofing, a number between 1 and 2, with a 2.0 being the perfect weekend. Now, we did have one of those earlier in the year. It was much cooler then, and there wasn't any rain in the forecast, if I remember correctly. Now we're here, middle of July. Dr. Bill, what do you have for us this weekend?
Well, the positive things will be morning sunshine. We should have quite a bit of sunshine through the morning hours. And the temperatures are really sort of be normal on Saturday. But the negative, well, showers and thunderstorms are expected during the afternoon hours. The humidity will be increasing, especially Sunday, in which the heat index will get up around 105. So we put it all together.
Yep.
I'm going to go with a 1 point. 7580.
1.75880. Yeah, and we have a lot of guesses.
That's a straight C.
That is. There's no way around that. You can't go C plus. You can't go C minus.
No,
that is.
That's a C.
That's a C. Thank you, Dr. Bill. We've got a lot of guesses. Some folks getting really good at this game, but no bullseyes. Greg G, our winner this week. He was the closest. So congratulations, Greg. You'll get one of those Mobile Weather and Marine Almanacs signed by Dr. Bill Williams. And you put your heart and soul into signing those, but really you put your heart and soul into making those almanacs, Dr. Bill. And we really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for the almanacs, Doc. And we'll talk again on Monday.
Okay, Dan.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with his forecast.
Our humble hero.
Our humble hero. And talks baseball with us off air and weather with us on air. It's absolutely great stuff there. Congratulations, Greg.
Well, we had the combined baseball weather talk with the
Thunderball.
The Thunderball.
Yeah, so Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, one of my favorite named minor league teams out there.
Sure.
Had a game last night, and big old thunderclap came down and made the pitcher jump off the rubber. So they called it a balk, thunder balk. I don't know if I've ever seen that before. But mixing Dr. Bill's two favorite things there.
Yeah, yeah.
No bullseye today, but congrats, Greg, for being the closest there. And Dr. Bill's forecast and that weather scale brought to you by Ben Murphy Roofing. Congratulations. So many people have been letting me know they came out with a grant from that Strengthen Alabama Homes grant program this week, which Monday was Mobile County residents' turn. And then yesterday, Baldwin County residents. Congrats to those of you who were able to get through and get some of that grant money. And while you're looking for someone to put that new fortified roof on your home, I encourage you to check out Ben Murphy Roofing, and you'll find out more about them online at benmurphyco.com.
Here's another happy customer review for Ben Murphy Roofing. Quote,
Ben Murphy and crew did an excellent job for us, re-roofing our house to fortified. He showed me the materials he was using and explained why it would make our home more resilient. Ben was on site for the job, which was done on schedule. Cleanup was impeccable. They were prompt, careful, left a clean work site, and very helpful. I would highly recommend a fortified roof by Ben Murphy if you're in the market for a new roof or home.
Ben Murphy Roofing. Call today, 943-7144 or online, benmurphyco.com.